Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Good morning and a happy Friday or afternoon or evening or whatever time it is you're listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoy our product. And how are you feeling? Are you getting a cold? Are you getting over a cold? Where are you at on this cold right now?
So the beginning of this cough is a new cough.
It's a new cough?
Yeah, this is a new drip nasal cough.
Yesterday you had to run out of the room in the middle of a cough fit.
I know.
You got some sneezing, some sniffling, stuffy head, drowsy, all that kind
of
stuff.
My mother-in-law has bronchitis.
Oh, no.
My mom had just a typical cough, but it was so bad and nothing was working for her, nothing over the counter. She went to the doctor twice, thinking, okay, this has to be pneumonia or something, and it wasn't. They're like, sometimes coughs just last for 6 weeks.
You want to hear something scary?
What?
So a friend of mine was just in Cancun, or I don't know where the hell it was, some terrible place.
Were they on a vacation?
Yes.
Okay, they were on a vacation somewhere tropical and sunny.
May have been more sunny than Cancun because they had these little trash pandas that look like monkeys.
Yes, yeah, I've seen those on Mexico trips.
Is that in Mexico? That's in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, she was feeding them carrots and things like that. And one of them walked up and just gave her a little scratch on her leg.
Oh, no.
So her skin hurts all over. She's got a fever that won't go away. She has chills. And she's now back in the States. And I'm hoping that she caught something on the airplane, you know, on the way back. She started feeling a little bad the day before she left, when she got scratched. I'm hoping she just picked up some kind of a weird Mexican flu or something. But she's going to the doctor today to find out what's going to. She's like, I so hope that thing didn't have rabies. And I'm like, it seems like too much of a coincidence.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that is not the kind of sickness that you want from some kind of a weird Mexican trash panda.
Yeah. So, wait. Yeah. She didn't have an instant reaction, though?
The next day. But it's like two little scratches with its little claws that it got her on her leg. But she said her skin all over hurts. She feels like there's deep bruising where it was. And the scratch isn't even that bad. But she feels like there's bruising underneath it.
Yep.
And then said that she's feverish and like just all around not feeling good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. That's a scary situation. Again, don't go to Mexico.
Stop.
You're going to get attacked by a trash panda.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're not supposed to let them touch you, but they are really fun to watch.
Yeah, and they're super cute. And I understand. She's a cat person. You cat people are crazy. She's a cat person, and she's a sweet girl. And, you know, she's just trying to do the Mexican thing. And it looks like someone took a raccoon and a monkey and jammed them together.
They're so weird to look at. You're like, what am I looking at?
And if they're friendly because they're used to being around people, I'm guessing tourists give them food, so they come right up to you.
Exactly.
Where, like, here in America, if a raccoon comes up to you, turn around and run the other damn direction. If you see a raccoon in the daylight, get away from it.
Right, because they have rabies if they're out in the daylight,
Yeah, they're
correct?
Not supposed to be out in the daylight. Yeah, yeah. I used to work doing landscaping back in the day, and I was in a very nice neighborhood over in an area called Middle Rona.
Okay.
It's in between Middleton and Verona, in a very nice neighborhood. And there's a raccoon wandering around this person's front yard, and you could tell there's something wrong with it. And I'm on my machine. I'm like, just keeping an eye on it. And a police officer pulls up.
Yeah.
And they must have called the local, you know, police brigade. And the cop comes out, and they have like those nightsticks, like the ones that, and they extend out.
Yes.
You know, and he walks up and extends the nightstick out, and wham, cracks this thing in the skull. And like in a movie, spray of blood shot out of this thing.
Okay.
And then he grabs a garbage bag, grabs it by the tail, throws it in a garbage bag, and then leaves it on the people's corner of their property. He's walked up and just, serious police brutality on that little bandit.
Oh.
And cracked him right. But it was sick. It had to go. And you can't really pull the revolver out and pop a bullet in it in the middle of town.
Yeah.
So he's walked up and wham, smacked it with a nightstick, put it in a garbage bag, and
but what about all that blood?
I have no idea.
Is it that full of rabies? Like, doesn't that have to be washed down and sanitized?
Do you wash grass? I don't know what you do.
Because this is far-fetched.
I know. Let's go. Let's play worst case scenario.
Then a doggy is doing its business and takes a lick of the grass or puts its nose.
Well, usually if a dog's got a rabies vaccination, a rabid raccoon could get in our backyard and attack one of the dogs. But if they've got a rabies vaccination, they should be pretty good.
Okay.
You know, that was one of the things that we were worried about. Like when Winston got sick, they thought he had a different disease. And my thought was, I bet you a raccoon got in there, and he ended up getting into its urine and got sick that way.
Yes.
But when it turned out he had cancer, I was hoping, I was like, please God, tell me a raccoon got in our backyard and he got sick from that, because they carry a lot of different diseases. So
all of this kind of sounds like the news we broke yesterday about Justin Bieber saying he has Lyme's disease.
Is he hanging out with raccoons?
Or Lyme disease.
Was he out in the woods and he got bit by a tick?
And he says this has been going on for years, and it's all part of this new documentary that I think it's Netflix. I got to double check.
Is he only, he's had Lyme disease for years?
Yes, he's been dealing with this for years.
So Lyme disease isn't something where you just go get a shot. It's something that
it
really takes some time. You can fight it and get through it. But it takes something that really takes a toll on you.
Yeah, he's been battling it.
What if he got it from Canada, like being out in the woods in Canada? Because he's Canadian.
Yep, commonly carried by ticks, you know, that is the number one way to get Lyme disease. I just feel bad how his fans were like, you look like crap. Are you on meth? No, guys, I've been battling Lyme disease. Thank you very much. But I also heard that his documentary is like, they spent tens of thousands of dollars putting this thing together. So when is it coming out? What is this all about?
Is it about his Lyme disease or is it about him? Like, what's this about?
Right.
Because say what you want about Justin Bieber. He's a insanely talented guy. And the reason he shot to stardom is because Usher saw him performing somewhere.
On YouTube.
And then on YouTube and was like, I got to get a hold of this kid. He's an incredible drummer. He plays like 30 instruments. He seems like an insufferable little bastard.
Oh, speaking of YouTube, that's where it'll be shown.
Okay. YouTube Platinum or whatever, one of the premium streaming
sites.
So
his health will be explained further in a docuseries I'm putting on YouTube shortly.
Okay.
You can learn all that I've been battling and overcoming. It's been a rough couple of years, but getting the right treatment that will help treat this so far incurable disease, and I will be back and better than ever, is what Justin Bieber said.
I wish the guy no ill will. I'm not into his music, but if some of his music is pretty good, but he's an insanely talented little fella.
Yeah, and he's 25 years old now. He's grown up before our eyes, man.
And Kate McKinnon does the best Justin Bieber impersonation ever. Her Justin Bieber impersonation is so next level. Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live.
She did a mock shoot of his Calvin Klein.
Yes,
right?
That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And that's top quality entertainment
Well, Justin Bieber and Ellen, there's a joke that they kind of look alike.
Yes.
So they have fun with that. Kate McKinnon does a great impression of Ellen.
Yes.
So she could do Justin Bieber. I mean, she could do anybody, but those two especially.
Yeah, I'm hoping this weekend we'll have a new SNL because they've been off for a couple of weeks. So
for the holidays?
Yeah.
It's holiday break?
One of my favorite, it's my favorite thing about Saturday night is kicking back and... I rarely stay up until midnight anymore, but on SNL I'll definitely stay up and watch some of that.
Oh yeah, and Justin Bieber not only has the Lyme disease, he also has a serious case of chronic mono, which affects his skin, brain function, energy, and overall health. And now I'm freaking out because I have had low energy recently. I'm like, what is going on? I have to go
you
to the
Lyme
doctor.
Disease?
Do I have Lyme disease? Oh man, I got to get it checked out. I do want to do. A typical checkup. I haven't had one of those in like a year.
What do you need a checkup for? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You know how you maintain
not really.
100% covered with your health insurance?
Okay.
And since I'm spending over $600 a month on my family health insurance, I'm going to use every penny I can get. And you're supposed to go every year.
You're just going to go and bother the doctor for no reason?
Yes. I want them to check my heart. I want them to check my blood.
Yeah,
make sure my iron count is okay.
Yeah, I'm not about that life. I'll go. I don't take my car to the mechanic when it's running fine. So I'm sure as hell.
But if you do, take them to Kristen Brothers Service in Belleville.
Absolutely. So I'm certainly not going to walk to the doctor and be like, yo, why don't you just start probing and prodding some stuff here and see if we can find something wrong.
You're about to soon when you turn 40, though.
Leave me alone. Today's Q106 morning show at Jackson and Steph. Winter storm warning.
Yeah, this is serious, though.
Yes, this is
a lot of snow.
Look, if you're one of the people that goes, oh, it's not that big of a deal, I'm not worried about snow, that's awesome. I'm super happy for you, Danny Snowdriver. But other people need to understand that the roads are not the best when it does snow. Now, luckily, it's on the weekend, so it's not going to affect any of your rush hour plans. But if you're doing anything tonight, tomorrow especially, And then if you're heading up to Lambeau this weekend, the roads will be snow covered. We have great crews out there. Karaoke Matt, one of our plow truck drivers. Weatherman Sam, I think, is a plow truck driver. Chaos, doing a great job for our area. So just be careful. Stay out of their way. Expect the snow to start tonight. We could see upwards around 6 inches or maybe even more.
And hey, if you are going to Lambeau, they are hiring shovelers again.
Yeah, you can make some money up there. And they pay like $13 an hour.
Right, and so they supply the shovel,
That's not too bad to be to shovel off football. Here's what I say, though, real quick tangent. Seattle's coming into town. They don't get a lot of snow. Leave the snow on the ground.
Wouldn't that be good?
Have them deal with it. Welcome to Green Bay. You're playing in the snow, fellas.
Frozen tundra.
That's right. Starting off, though, not too bad. 32, high of 37 today. It's 545.
So every once in a while, Crosstown Drive joins us in studio for Form a Song Friday. They did this several times in 2019 as we said goodbye to summer, as we celebrated the grads and dads, and we're going to play a snippet of that song in just a moment. But what's really cool about Form a Song Friday, that you get to be involved. So this song, we want to base it on your goals and your resolutions, if you're happy, if you're frustrated, and what you want to see in 2020. So call us with any suggestions, or just drop them on Facebook, send us a text like, hey guys, why don't you include this in today's song? And what's so cool is they will add those lyrics into the song.
And they do such a great job. One of the times they were in, they did their dads and grad song. And I expected it to be, you know, pull my finger type jokes. And they really came up with a really sweet, sentimental, good tune. Here's a little taste of what Crosstown Drive can do in about 45 minutes.
Walking across the stage, got my diploma in my hand. Flip my tassel, smile real big, I'm thinking about you, Dad. Things you don't need to say, it's all the things you do. Probably didn't know it then, but I was watching you. You didn't say be happy, it's what you always are. Didn't have it all together and you never fell apart. These are the lessons that I learned. I love you, Dad. Didn't have to say a word. I love you, Dad. You didn't have to say a word.
In 45 minutes, they came up with such a great song right there, Crosstown Drive, and we're excited to see what they come up with today.
Yeah, so their Form a Song Friday, the song that you helped come up with, will be played around 8:30 this morning. But what are your ideas for the song? Throw them at us right now with today's Q106.
Love those guys at Crosstown Drive. Yeah, they do such a great job, and we're real excited to have them in. We should have them in for an episode of the podcast and play some of their tunage on here, maybe. You know, if we can get them up extra early.
Or with the power of radio, we can pre-record some stuff and
copy and paste it in. Our secrets.
Oh my gosh, we totally forgot. It's Friday.
Yeah. Oh my Lord, I did.
Friends Trivia Friday.
While I look this up, I've got a big milestone moment at our house yesterday.
Oh yeah, because that's the title of today's episode, right?
Yeah.
She passed. Now, a couple things were happening, though, so I'm nervous on what she passed, and I don't want to say it and jinx it.
It is what you think it is. It's not bad. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why you're looking at me like that. Are you nervous? Are you nervous
for
me?
Well, because she's trying to get a scholarship for a trip to France.
No. Well,
and then driver's ed stuff.
The scholarship, she did not. She got denied the scholarship.
Oh.
So she was pretty sad about that. She got that news earlier this week. But she took it like a champ.
Good.
She sent me a text message earlier this week that said, sad. That was all it said was sad. And I went, no. And then she sent me a screenshot of it. And we were hoping, you know, we knew that due to income based, not that I make a bunch of money, but we're not, you know, we're not on the lower end of income.
Yeah.
In Madison, we are. Damn sure. Especially the school she's going to. But we were hoping to get some kind of a scholarship for her to go to France, you know, to pay for a little bit of it. But sadly, we didn't. She got denied. Completely.
Okay.
But They looked at her grades from last year where she kind of had a downturn. Her grades this year are incredible. She's really turned things around and has been doing amazing. So I said, hey, look, we're going to do everything we can to make sure you get to go next year. And she goes, look, if I don't get to go next year, that's fine. I just want to be able to spend a semester my senior year. She wants to finish high school in France.
And, really?
Yeah. So I said, that's fine. We'll make that happen. I know as a parent, like, man, this kid's going to go to France for 3 months. Sounds frightening.
It's 3 months? I thought it was just a month.
This would be a month. But if she was to go there to do a semester, she would be there for a whole semester, like a whole...
The school does that? There's a whole program set up?
There are programs where you can go in it, especially if you're looking to work as a French teacher. Her goal is to move to France once she's done with college.
Oh, my gosh. So she's what is her infatuation with France?
I have no idea.
Yeah, when did this start?
I really don't get it. It started in middle school, and they asked her what language it was she wanted to take. Okay. And I'm like, hey, we live in America. Spanish. You need to learn Spanish.
I know. I want my kids to start learning it now.
Was like, Spanish. And she goes, I want to take French. And I'm like, unless you're planning on going to France, Spanish. And then she just fell in love with it. Her phone is in French.
What a great idea. Yeah. I think that's so smart. So,
and her teachers didn't even know that. When I went in for her parent-teacher conference, because I do that, and I said, yeah, she loves French. And the teacher's like, oh, my God. She's been a French TA for this last semester for another class. She goes in and TAs that class as a teaching assistant in high school. And she's only a sophomore. So
she's taking it very seriously.
Very much. And I said, did you know her phone is in French? And the teacher goes, no, I didn't know that. And I said, I can't read what the hell is going on her phone because all the menus are in French.
Did she do that on purpose so it, like, train her brain? Like, yes. I have to learn this fast.
Yeah. So she's really good and really, really enjoys it.
So that means she passed her driver's license, or is this driver's permit? What did she pass?
So she's only 15 and a half. She turned 16 in February. So she passed her driver's permit yesterday.
Cool.
So today I'm going to pick her up out of school at noon and take her to the DMV. And we're going to go ahead and get her official permit.
Okay.
And then and she goes, will you take me to Chipotle? That too.
Yeah.
Will you take me there? And I said, the question is, will you drive me there? And she goes, what? And I went, yeah, every permit. Can you drive to Chipotle?
No, she can't drive on major roads yet, can she?
Sure, she can. She can drive anywhere. She's got a permit. She can drive anywhere she wants.
She can drive on the Beltline?
We're not taking the Beltline. We're going to take side streets.
Thank you.
I ain't about that life.
Woo! Yeah, I was about to say, brace yourself.
We got to go down University Avenue.
Okay.
You know, down, and I might not let her do that. I might make her take some side streets to get there because she's only driven a little bit. You know, what I'll do is when we're driving home from the store, I'll pull over about a mile from the house.
Okay.
She didn't have a permit to do that. And then I'll say, hey, you know, you got to drive me home. Mm-hmm. One time we had to cross a major road. Nacoma is a major road by us. And she goes, I can't cross Nacoma. And I went, well, we're going to have a hell of a time getting home then. Because that's a big barrier between us and the house. You're going to have to figure that out. So she's nervous and excited. But I'm going to do something that I think a lot of parents need to be doing.
What?
I'm going to wake her up early tomorrow morning, and I'm going to throw her in the car. And I'm going to tell her, hey, let's drive. There's going to be snow on the ground.
In parking lots.
There will be snow.
Practice in the snowy parking lots.
There will be snow on the road. But at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's not going to be a lot of people out there. So we're going to go down some town, the neighborhood streets. Mm-hmm. But I want her to learn what it's like driving in the snow, what it feels like.
And what to do when you start skidding. Don't press on the brakes. Ride it out a little
bit. That's right. Yep. And then
what
happens?
Not press on the brakes.
Well, the brake automatically will do like the auto braking. The brake will do the auto braking for you, so you have that. But, you still can slide. So, and she's like, well, the Kia, we need to get the brakes fixed on the Kia. We're getting that in the shop next week. She goes, well, but I want to drive the Kia. And I went, you're going to have to learn how to drive every kind of vehicle. So you're going to have to drive both cars. All right. So, Friends Trivia Friday. We almost forgot about it. What was Monica's apartment number?
They had an apartment number?
It's an apartment. Apparently so.
There was a number on the front of the door, huh? All you could picture is the keyhole with the frame around it.
What was Monica's apartment number?
Oh, wait. While you're starting to think of answers, I'm just going to read some comments from our live feeders. Shannon, I love her tip, too. Make her do donuts in a parking lot. Yes.
Make her do donuts. Just we're going to do donuts in a parking lot.
And just learning how to swerve and ride. And correcting the right swerve. So if you're swerving left, you don't.
You turn into you turn into the slide.
Or you turn into the slide.
If you want to learn how to do it, watch Cars.
Lightning McQueen.
That's exactly right. You got to turn into it. You got to drift it. You got to drift it through there.
Oh my gosh, Erin, our live feeder, who is our friend's fanatic, she said there was two. Is there two answers?
No, there's not.
Monica's apartment number.
The main apartment. Look, okay, fine. If you want to give me both of them, if you want to give me Chandler and Joey's apartment number, but you know what?
Vicky is guessing 12. Is it an actual number?
It's a number. Yeah, it's a number.
It's not
I wouldn't ask for a letter. Nope, there's no letters in it. It's a number. What is Manica's apartment number? And Janine, I was talking about driving or just stay home. That does not work for people. You need to learn how to drive in the snow. This is Wisconsin. And on Saturday, everyone's going to pretend like they live in Florida and not know how to drive.
Darcy is guessing 20.
Boom!
Whoa, Darcy! A new winner with our friend's trivia.
Yeah, did you Google that, Darcy?
Yeah, did you Google it? Also, Darcy...
Vicky, the second time, 12 is still not correct the second time. I'll just go ahead and tell you that right now. It wasn't right the first time, and it's not right the second time.
But real quick, Darcy gave a really sweet comment when we were playing Crosstown Drive's Form a Song Friday from the past with Dads and Grads. Mm-hmm. That made her start crying and made her think of her dad, and she's missing him. So I thought, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Real quick, before we give some love to one of our friends, Aaron J., his mother-in-law. Just recently passed away. And we love Aaron, and I've become friends with him and his wife, and it's a very, very difficult thing to go through. I've never met the lady. I've met a lot of Aaron's family, but I've never met his wife's mom. But very hard, and very thinking about you right now. And if there's anything that we can do, a crisp high five or a hug, you know, we are here for you. And that's no way to start out 2020. That's kind of a, you know, when I found out she was sick, he told me, hey, you know, she's very sick. She's in hospice. A few weeks ago, and I was like, I'm really sorry that you're going through this. That's a very hard thing to do. So
yes.
We want you to know that we're thinking about you. We love you. And
a lot of our live feeders are sending their love to DJ Aaron J. He is at a lot of today's Q106 events.
Storytellers Jams, yeah. Taste of Madison's, our Betty Lou Cruises. He does a lot of great stuff with us. And so thank you for everything that you do. And again, thinking about your family and your kids and all that stuff. So. On that note, we're ready to wrap up. Steph, you feel pretty good about this today?
Yes.
You feel good about this Friday?
I do.
All right.
Have a great weekend and have fun in the snow. Pretend you're a kid again.
Go do
sledding.
Some sledding. Have some fun. Get outside.
Yes.
Chase the dogs around. Make a snowball. You know, make a snowman. We've been waiting for this snow. I literally have not taken down our, quote, Christmas lights. We have
Me
on
neither.
Those projectors because I've been waiting for the snow. I want to see it in the snow.
It's going to look so pretty.
Yes, indeed. Have yourselves a great day.
Go, Pat, go.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.